160. He is indeed a true believer in the unity of God, who in this day will regard him as one immeasurably exalted above all the comparisons and likenesses with which men have compared him. He hath erred grievously, who hath mistaken these comparisons and likenesses for God himself. Consider the relation between the craftsman and his handiwork, between the painter and his painting. Can it ever be maintained that the work their hands have produced is the same as themselves? By him who is the Lord of the throne above and of earth below, they can be regarded in no other light except as evidences that proclaim the excellence and perfection of their author. O Sheikh, O thou who hast surrendered thy will to God, by self-surrender and perpetual union with God is meant that men should merge their will wholly in the will of God and regard their desires as utter nothingness beside his purpose. Whatsoever the Creator commandeth his creatures to observe, the same must they diligently and with the utmost joy and eagerness arise and fulfill. They should in no wise allow their fancy to obscure their judgment, neither should they regard their own imaginings as the voice of the Eternal. In the prayer of fasting, we have revealed, should thy will decree that out of thy mouth these words proceed and be addressed unto them, observe for my beauty's sake the fast, O people, and set no limit to its duration. I swear by the majesty of thy glory that every one of them will faithfully observe it, will abstain from whatsoever will violate thy law, and will continue to do so until they yield up their souls unto thee. In this consisteth the complete surrender of one's will to the will of God. Meditate on this, that thou mayest drink in the waters of everlasting life, which flow through the words of the Lord of all mankind, and mayest testify that the one true God hath ever been immeasurably exalted above his creatures. He verily is the incomparable, the ever-abiding, the omniscient, the all-wise. The station of absolute self-surrender transcendeth and will ever remain exalted above every other station. It behooveth thee to consecrate thyself to the will of God. Whatsoever hath been revealed in his tablets is but a reflection of his will. So complete must be thy consecration that every trace of worldly desire will be washed from thine heart. This is the meaning of true unity. Do thou beseech God to enable thee to remain steadfast in this path, and to aid thee to guide the peoples of the world to him who is the manifest and sovereign ruler, who hath revealed himself in a distinct attire, who giveth utterance to a divine and specific message. This is the essence of faith and certitude. They that are the worshippers of the idol which their imaginations have carved, and who call it inner reality, such men are in truth accounted among the heathen. To this hath the All-Merciful borne witness in his tablets. He verily is the all-knowing, the all-wise.